This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is here. Kevin Flynn here. Daniel taking your calls, 800-228-0550. Our toll-free telephone number, one more time, nice and slow, 800-228-0550. You can text us as well. Todd, the radio god Mitchell, takes your text at 701-226-8503. I'm at 701-367-2054. Brought to you today by MyPillow, where the lowest price ever on sheets right now is so darn good that they've added in a little kicker here. You ready for this? Lowest price ever. Buy one, get two sets of sheets. Good deal there. And free shipping, too. Now, we had a listener yesterday in South Dakota say, I ordered some sheets and I ordered some towels, but I got a shipping charge. Well, there's still shipping charges on the other items, not on the sheets. But if you order a towel set, for instance, there will be a shipping charge there. But great deals abound if you go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code SCOTT, and you can browse all the great specials under the tab Radio Listener Specials, okay? But slippers are 40% off now. MyPillow bathrobes are 30% off. Best gift I ever gave my wife. Just ask her. Now, she'll tell you the bar was kind of low there, but she loves the bathrobe from MyPillow. She loves it. It's beautiful. So the dog beds start as low as $19.99. MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or I'll give you your telephone number. And by the way, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee. You put the sheets on, you kind of love them for the first month, and the second month, I'm not so sure. 60-day money-back guarantee. There's no risk to you here. And a 10-year warranty. Here's the number, 800-506-9028. All right, calls waiting. Lots of texts piling up here. Welcome your text. Somebody suggested the door-to-door deal that the Biden administration is considering. Might go well in Chicago. Maybe start in Chicago.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. Outside, maybe. Yeah,
I would be armed if I were the door-to-door vaccine people in Chicago, but it might be a good approach at this whole deal.
I'd go at night. That way you could get the folks when they're not working and, you know.
Right.
Somebody
else says, picture this, Biden's door-to-door vaccine team, two-person teams, one with a taser, the other with a straitjacket. They explain they are here to help.
Strict gun laws? How would that be a problem?
I don't know. Uh-huh. They explain they're here to help. Yeah, help get Biden's goal of 70% vaccine rate. Just to note, that rate of vaccine is nowhere close to 70%. Yeah, they're twisting themselves into pretzels on that. They didn't make it. They had to admit they didn't make it. They said, well, look at this state. They made it. But it's kind of a little game they play in government. Happy talk. Beth in South Dakota, let's get to you here at 800-228-0550. Go ahead, Beth.
Hi, I wish I had happy talk, but not today. I was just wondering about all these abbreviations, you know, with the LGBTQ whatever. I was thinking, if you're queer, isn't that the same as, like, gay? And if you're gay, doesn't that mean you're a lesbian? So I was just wondering why they have all these initials. And I think we should celebrate Christian Pride. Yeah. Go, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost team.
Yes, although, can you imagine taxpayer dollars dedicated for that? The hue and cry we would hear, Beth. I'm all for you.
Well, okay. I'm not suggesting that the tax dollars do it, but, you know.
Just do it. Yeah. John Trandum.
Yeah, just do
John
it.
Trandum, who owns a business in Minnesota, installs a lot of auto starters for a lot of folks, including a lot of the auto dealers around. Good business guy, been very active in the Republican Party in North Dakota for a lot of years because he lives in North Dakota, has a business in Moorhead. When they started the gay pride deal where they would do the flags 1 week, in the city of Fargo.
Mm-hmm.
He said, let's do a pro-life week. And actually, they said, well, if you buy the flags, okay, we'll do it. So actually got that done. So I think, Beth, you have a nugget here where, you know, you just kind of take on some of the things. I don't know why this is, but the groups that tend to seek constant attention and affection from anyone that'll get it, anyone that'll give it, tend to be the loudest. And then the rest of us sort of sit back and say, well, this is crazy. But you've suggested a good idea here. There's a lot more people that would be that would be able to say, yeah, that's me, if you had the if you had the God team, the prayer team. So not a bad idea.
Like you said, we don't go around advertising that we're heterosexual and monogamous. And, you know, why do they have to advertise, you know? It's like, you are what you are. That's good. You know, go on with your life.
I saw a meme recently where it said, I didn't care if you were gay until you jammed it into my life. I didn't care about
your
race until it was just plowed everywhere where you look. It just be you, but I don't need to know about it.
Right. By the way, I have a screenshot now of the LGBTQ2S+ Pride. I don't know. Again, I'm kind of with Beth here. This is a little confusing. And it has events in June, in July, in August. Here's one for the calendar, guys. Grand Forks, August 27th, drag show at the Ramada, 8 o'clock. Get that on your calendar. So there's events well into September.
I just made the mistake of searching what's the difference between gay and queer. Wow. Go read some of this stuff. How about SAB, S-A-A-B, sex assigned at birth? How about SGL, same gender loving? How about SOGI?
Car.
It just keeps going.
Well, I don't know if you guys have seen the headline, but the first biological cheetah who identifies as a man is set to take gold in Tokyo at the Olympics. So, again, you know, this is where we're going.
That epic. That is so
epic. This is where we're going.
That's where we're going.
Yeah, Beth, thank you. Thank you for the call. Appreciate you. Robert in Pick City. A lot of wisdom in Pick City. Let's find out just how much here. You're on What's On Your Mind. Go ahead.
Well, I've never been accused of having wisdom, Scott, but thank you. But what's on my mind is, you know, all the ads for COVID on the radio and on TV and everywhere, and you hear them every 5 minutes. We taxpayers are paying for those, too, and that's the one that, you know, it bothers me. I don't want to pay for them damn ads.
No, you're absolutely right, and you hear a lot of them, and they are taxpayer-funded. In fact, in a couple of ways. One, the federal government is paying for them, and also the federal government is giving money to states. It's basically a blue state bailout, but because they're doing blue state bailout and blue city bailouts, they have to give it to all 50 states. And the states get money, and they're like, "What do we do with this?" Well, let's do some campaigns. Let's tell people mask up. Let's tell people, so you're getting the double dip. They're paying for them both ways. You're absolutely right.
It makes you want to throw up. You know, it's like Pelosi, a few years back when she said that the American voters were stupid. Well, did you know that I have actually figured it out? Half of us are stupid, and it's easy to identify them because they're the ones wearing them masks.
Especially now. My favorite is seeing people walk with masks outside when we have, like, literally COVID is over. Mayor Fargo said it recently. They look at these state data points related to wastewater, and they could see it by city. And here's the mayor, a doctor, saying, you know what, there is no COVID in Fargo. It's over. And you still got people walking outside. This is what a sheeple looks like, Robert. Very sad. I bet you don't see a lot of people wearing a mask outside in Pick City. I'm just guessing. But tell me, anybody on the lake wearing a mask?
I came up. I've been here 2 months and I haven't seen one. But I came back from Arizona where I spend the winter, and I had to go through New Mexico, and I refused to wear a mask. And I'd pull in a fifth wheel, and I had a hard time finding a place that I could get fuel because everywhere you had to put on a mask.
Very, very interesting. Thank you, Rob. Appreciate your call and wisdom. Whether you want the label or not, you got it. Leon in Fargo, Ryan in Aberdeen next up here on the program, so stay tuned for that. Bottom of the hour, we're going to take a little bit of a diversion. and talk about curiosity. Are you guys curious about things? You know, curiosity, it leads to a lot of very interesting things. You think the Wright brothers were curious?
Oh, yeah.
You think Thomas Edison was curious?
Oh, yeah.
Curiosity and its 12 Rules for Life. Frank Buckley going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson & Sons. Go to the website, H.A.T. & Sons. Click on Commercial, okay, and you'll get a link to the commercial contract maintenance through the Link Service Network. Do you know over 1,000 buildings within the sound of my voice now contract with H.A. Thompson & Sons to handle all of their maintenance programs? So you've got a solution here that is working for over 1,000 different facilities that lower the cost. The bottom line is more static. It is more knowable. It is certain. Because what they have is a way to say, we'll maintain it, and if it breaks down, we'll replace it. So you don't have emergency calls. You don't have high energy consumption costs. You optimize the productivity of what you buy. 30 experienced service techs do this fast, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Find out more at hatandsons.com. What do they know that you don't know? They've been doing this since 1908. More after this. July's here, a great month of savings at PetroServe USA. Roma Pizza, 5 for $10. The big 5-ounce bags of Giant Seeds are $1.39. Wiley Wallaby Licorice, 2 for $5. Great stuff. Ice Mountain Water, a 1-liter, only 69 cents. And Firewood Bundles are $4.99. Plus, great daily specials like fresh baked muffins for 99 cents, 2 fresh baked cookies. Buy them, get one free. Buy any size fountain pop for 79 cents and much more at a PetroServe USA near you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota. They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing. Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps you coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate. I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center, North Dakota.
And I am Lignite.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Kevin is getting fired up for the North Dakota State Fair by selecting a little Billy Idol music here.
You might get me to road trip to Minot for that show. Honestly.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wouldn't mind it.
You consider yourself a Billy Idol fan, do you?
Yeah, I like the 80s stuff. He'd be fun to see, I bet, too.
I cheated and heard a Cheap Trick concert from the rooftop of the Lone Tree. What's it called again? Camera says 701. Location downtown Fargo. and they have a rooftop that was jammed with people last night. But next door was Cheap Trick. I feel really bad for the guy with the guitar on the rooftop. You know, because...
Why?
Well, he's playing little guitar, and Cheap Trick is next door. I wasn't hearing much of his guitar.
Oh, gotcha. You were watching a solo act or something?
Kind of a train act.
Okay.
Train wreck there, yeah. I think I'd have
got
said
the other night, didn't he?
Take the night off. Yeah. Just, you know, just try it all over.
And a bigger act across the street, bro.
Exactly right. Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? Every corner of North Dakota. It's true. Roads and bridges and schools. Big on education funding. All because of oil and natural gas. Pay half of the taxes paid in North Dakota. Find out more about that at ndpetroleum.org. ndpetroleum.org. North Dakota oil and natural gas advancing the possibilities. Leon and Fargo. What's on your mind today, Leon?
Oh, what's not on my mind today? Scott, how are you guys doing?
Doing great. How about you?
Oh, I'm phenomenal. Cheap Trick was at the Fargo Brewery last night, so that's who you heard.
yeah.
What I wanted to talk about, though, is what I think Steve Dace calls, and appropriately so, the spirit of the age. And I think that's what we are battling right now. I'm on the phone. Sorry, Scott. I close my office door, but people come in anyway. Anyway, I think we're battling the spirit of the age. And I think what we need to do is take our heads out of the sand. Now, I'm old enough to remember when family values was a good thing. When loving your country, respecting the flag, obeying the law, having good Christian morals was a good thing, and it was promoted everywhere. And what we see going on now is just the opposite of that. And I'm in case folks don't know, I am a card-carrying, ice-cold conservative in the Reagan model, in the Trump model. That's who I am. And anyone that knows me understands that about me. But what I see going on in the Republican Party is a fear of the fight. We've kind of given up. And an example of that is what you were talking about earlier. When you see things like drag queen events promoted on our state website, what does that say about us as a state, the state of North Dakota? We are red. We're a red state. All of our political leaders in this state claim to be Republican. And you know who gets demonized? Guys like me, guys that are Tea Party guys that are conservative, the folks that the establishment would call, I don't know, right-wing or crazy right-wing or any of those monikers that they tend to label us as. I'm one of the guys that sat on the resolutions committee and inked out what I believe to be the good, wholesome values of North Dakota and what it meant to be Republican. And when we have leadership in this state that actively fight against guys like me, it is no wonder. It is not a shock to me that you would have drag queen story hour or whatever they're doing up there on our state website, because those are the people that we have allowed to wear an R behind their name. It's our fight. It's our state, and we need to do more in this fight. We can't just keep putting our heads in the sand and hoping that the guy with the R is upholding our values. They are not. And if folks are listening to me right now, you need to become active. If you believe like I believe, if you believe in God and country and family like I believe, like the flag moniker of states, then you need to become a lot more active. These folks need to hear from us, the grassroots people, the folks with calluses on their hands and not drag queens on their website. That's what we need. We need folks to activate. And I've said my piece. Thank you for letting me rant, Scott.
You're all starting to rant. It's well said, and you're right. It's not enough to vote Republican. We're finding that out. Not enough to be a conservative. You got to do something about it. You got to get involved. It's one of the reasons we're bringing Charlie Kirk to town next week. Wednesday night at the Avalon. Two ways to attend that, an invite-only dinner for supporters, donors of a new grassroots entity in North Dakota called Freedom Matters USA. The intention there is for North and South Dakota, Western Minnesota to have a Tea Party MAGA-like voice for the new age, the new spirit of the age, and the Center of the American Experiment expanding the good work they've been doing in a vast wasteland down there in the Twin Cities and bring it to more fertile ground. And then also an event where you can just see Charlie, meet Charlie, that is a paid ticket event. So if either of those interest you, you haven't heard about it yet, just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. We'll get you connected with the right one. But two events, invite-only donor event and a dinner that starts at 6 and then at 8 o'clock, meet and greet with Charlie, $25 tickets for that. You can get them at eventbrite.com. Just search Charlie Kirk. Or, again, if you're interested in the dinner, or any questions about it, just send me an email, scotth@flagfamily.com. Ryan, Aberdeen, South Dakota on term limits. Go ahead. Ryan, are you there? All right, I'm going to put Ryan on hold, and I'm going to go to Jason somewhere in Canada.
Hey,
we need to dump that gentleman. Dan and Quinn. Dan, go ahead. You're next on What's on Your Mind. I didn't know there was a Quinn, but now I do.
Now you do. The mighty Eskimo. Quinn, the mighty Eskimo. Thanks for your forum, first of all.
Thank you.
You know, when you're walking down the street and you see a strange dog comes up out of nowhere, and the big dog, not a bad-looking dog, but he's wagging his tail, but he's growling at you. Now, you're not going to trust a dog like that, are you?
Not for very long. No.
No, that's mixed signals, all right? Let's compare that to Joe Biden, who wears a rosary on his wrist from the Catholic faith and has given, I don't know the exact figure, 490-some thousand million dollars to Planned Parenthood this time. That's a mixed signal. Would you trust a president like that?
I don't.
No, I don't. And that was a short lesson for anybody who hasn't figured out that Joe Biden is the enemy. And that's all I really have to say. And if you cannot identify your enemy, you don't know how to react to him. Now, everybody needs to keep on doing what they're doing, do their best, and that will defeat them, because their whole strategy is to destroy your life and your livelihood. That is their strategy. Once they have you under their thumb, they can do whatever they want.
We saw a lot of that in the last year, what you're describing there, Dan. Great wisdom out of Quinn, South Dakota. Population, you ready? 54. 54 people in Quinn. How about that? I love it. Thanks, Dan. More coming up. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
You are loved with an everlasting love. You are designed for excellence. You are not given the spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. Exercise your gifts in times such as these and fight the good fight with the power you were granted by the virtue you were designed for. Enemies, foreign and domestic, with no resemblance of creation, wish to make you a slave. Please exercise your freedom and stand tall. I'm Jim. I'm NDFlagpoleGuy.com. Support America. Install a flag. And thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
John Hopkins University is reporting the global toll of confirmed deaths from COVID-19 surpassed 4 million people on Wednesday. The WHO announced a disproportionate number of deaths in parts of Africa, Asia, and Latin America have led to the higher numbers. American diplomats and troops in Iraq and Syria were targeted in 3 rocket and drone attacks in the past 24 hours. 2 American service members have been injured. The D.C. Appeals Court on Wednesday suspended Rudy Giuliani, a former attorney for President Trump, from practicing law in Washington, D.C. They issued the order citing the suspension of Giuliani's New York law license 2 weeks ago. Texas House of Representatives are in a special legislative session attempting to destroy ballot harvesting. Republicans are pushing to ban drive-through and after-hours voting. The 47-page House Bill 3 was filed online Wednesday evening. USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
There, I'm going to make you hungry. That's my job. I could talk about a meatloaf dinner. That doesn't make you hungry. You are not an American. Just saying. That's what's served up today at PetroServe USA, Harwood location at the I-29 exit. Macaroni and beef hot dish. Nothing better than that. West Main Avenue, West Fargo today. Lasagna, 12th Avenue and I-29. Salisbury Steak, downtown Fargo, NP Avenue. Taco Mac and Cheese in Glendon. Salisbury Steak in Euland, too. The pulled pork or French dip sandwich, your choice today, Valley City. And I should also add, all of the many of their locations have great, well, the chicken is fantastic. The karma rolls are, I mean, you throw a karma roll from PetroServe USA or Valley Dairy, say you pick it up on your way home, you're filling up that low-price fuel, and you throw it in the microwave, put a little pat of butter on it, I'm telling you, you're going to think you died and went to heaven. I'm just telling you. That's how good they are. 4 for $4 special, too, the Hot Stuff Personal Pan Pizza, as well as 2 homemade cookies and a 20-ounce drink. Those 4 items are $4 all day, every day. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you. 79 cents for any size pop today, too. I'm already planning my lunchtime with PetroServe USA. All right. Our next guest is, before I introduce him, I'm just going to see if Ryan's back here. Did we get Ryan back on the phone?
Scott?
Ryan's, but there he is. Yeah, go ahead. We tried to go to you before. It didn't work. I'll give you a shot here to get in here before our guest. Go ahead.
I think I have my phone muted, actually. Sorry about that. I had a question for you regarding term limits in the North Dakota legislature. How are they doing that? Is it going to be 2 and done, 3 and done? What are the plans for that?
Okay, so first of all, they're gathering signatures right now to get this question on the ballot. If they are successful in getting it, the question before voters will be, do you want term limits for the governor and the legislature? It'd be 2 terms for a governor, which is 8 years. And then, as I understand the legislature, it would be 8 years in any chamber. So you could be, 8 years in the House and then be done there and then go run for a Senate seat and have 8 years over there. But it would limit you to 8 in each chamber for legislators. So it just affects state legislators and the governor under this current proposal.
See, I kind of hold up South Dakota as an example. We kind of compromised on that question in a ballot referendum some years ago, and you can spend so many terms in the House before you have to run for the Senate if you want to remain in the legislature. So, in effect, you have to face a different constituency, a different set of voters.
It's sort of the same. I don't know how long is it, how long a term in the House or Senate. You know what's interesting?
I don't think there are any practical limits, just that you can only spend so much time in one chamber or the other before you have to switch. Likewise, governors can serve 8 years concurrently and then can run again after being out of office.
What is interesting to me is six states that have had term limits are now repealing their term limits. So I'd love to know more about that. I think this is a lazy way to do freedom. It's a lazy way to do freedom because we have the power of term limits every election. So it goes back to some things Leon was saying. Get involved. Pay attention. Who's on the school board? What do they stand for? Who's on the county commission? When they spend money, do I go there and say, gosh, do you really need to up your budget 6%? We're staying flat in ours, you know? So these are questions I think you need to wrestle with before we go the easy way out. But an interesting conversation will continue to follow. Our next guest is F.H. Buckley. He's written a book called Curiosity and Its 12 Rules for Life. I've been fascinated by it. A friend of mine some years ago gave me a tour of his feedlot. Enoch Thorsgaard. He was a pioneer and an innovator, and he was showing me how to do a feedlot without thousands and thousands of square feet of concrete. And he fed his cattle waste from plants, the sugar beet plant, the simplot plant, that they had to get rid of some way, so he'd take them off their hands, and then he'd feed it to his cows. And I said, how did you come up with this idea? Like, we wake up one morning and decide to do all this. He said, aren't you curious? And I really pondered that question and think maybe I should be more curious. So curiosity, which in my mind leads to critical thinking, very important. So I'm glad this book was written by Frank Buckley. Frank, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Hey, thank you so much for having me.
So what led you to lay out a book related to curiosity and the 12 rules for life?
Well, I tell you, number one, I kind of bore easily, so that gets me going. But the other thing is, you know, we're just coming off this really horrible year, 2020. So this is a year of the pandemic, right? So we're supposed to stay inside, indoors, maybe inside the closet, right? Which is going to kill curiosity. And then we had the riots and the looting, right? And the idea that, you know, if you just spend a nanosecond thinking about anything other than racial oppression, you're really an evil person. And that, you know, that kills curiosity. So the message of my book was, you know, hey, it's 2021, right? It's kind of springtime or summer, and let's get over it and let's go back to being curious about a whole bunch of different things. And Jordan Peterson had this book, The 12 Rules for Life, and I thought, okay, I'm going to rip that off, right? So I came up with 12 rules of curiosity. So these, you know, these are their stories, right? And, you know, they're little messages about roughly all the people we admire. We admire them because they were curious and they went out and did stuff, right? And so should we all.
Exactly right. Now, I'm going to walk through some of the chapters and have you share a few tidbits here because they're all good. Chapter one is Don't Make Rules. So how does that connect to curiosity?
Well, it's a slightly perverse topic, but the idea is there's something wrong with rules per se, or I mean, rules can be abused, okay? So rules are, if followed too strictly, a way of shutting out innovation, change, and we all want to break out of that, right? And, you know, and I told a story from the Bible of the rich young man who said, look, I followed all the commandments. Is there anything else I should do? And Christ said, yeah, you know, as a matter of fact, there is other stuff. And, you know, so the point of the story, it's not about rich people per se, so much as rules aren't enough. You know, you can follow all the rules and you can be mean-spirited and thick and kind of a rotten person. You know, and being a good person is more than that. It's right, you know, it's a matter of, you know, smiling at a stranger, you know, being kind-hearted. That's not rules, right? So rules are for machine men, right? They can turn you into a machine. Being human means breaking out. And,
yeah, and again, too many rules and you're less curious because you just say, well, that's the rule. You don't say, well, why is there a rule? I love it.
Boy, we got enough rules in America.
Exactly. Chapter 2, Take Risks.
Yeah.
And I love this one. Walk me through that.
Well, I tell the story of Jack and the Beanstalk, from an adult's perspective, boy, this kid is really slow, right? He's given a cow and he trades it for magic beanstalk. And, you know, how stupid can you get? But it turns out that, hey, that was a good trade. The beanstalk really was magic. He climbs up. There's a pot of gold or whatever. So the message for kids is take risks, right? It's a good thing to do. And young people need it. And, you know, in our schools, we're teaching people that are teaching our kids that rules are, that risks are bad, right? We're trying to produce a risk-free society. Yeah, that's crazy, right? Life is about taking risks. There's nothing good that's ever going to happen. No change unless somebody first takes a risk, okay? And particularly for young kids who are in school, and they're not being opened up to all the things that are curious about the world. They're being indoctrinated in politics. Last thing you need, right? Kills risk-taking.
Buy the Beanstalk, folks. This is an invigorating conversation, and it really gets your wheels turning. And we take bigger risks when we're young. You know, you're kind of hardwired to do that, but that isn't necessarily a risk-free life is not life. It's not living. So. And there's downside to risk, certainly, but you're going to bake that into the cake. How about Chapter 3, Court Uncertainties? Uncertainties. Go looking for it.
Yeah, the idea is uncertainty is different from risk. Risk is, you know, there's a probability. You know, it's 50% heads, 50% tails. Uncertainty, you don't have a clue, okay? And changes in business, entrepreneurship is about uncertainties, not risks, right? Think about the guys who started, you know, Apple and the whole high-tech industry, right? In 1977, you know, Apple Inc. tried to list on stock exchanges, and the securities regulators in Massachusetts said, no, you can't do that here. It's, you know, way too risky. And they were right. It was just, you know, crazy, crazy risk. Like, nobody had a clue, only the securities regulators didn't exactly protect people in Massachusetts by banning the sale of Apple stock in 1977, right? So, you know, the whole point about that particular industry is it started when people did something new where they had no clue what the payoff would be, right? They had no idea that anybody would want a personal computer. They didn't know who these people were. They didn't know how to sell to them. They didn't know how to market any of this, right? It was a shot in the dark, and that's how great new businesses are created. There's always an initial shot in the dark.
You quote Don Rumsfeld in that chapter, and we just talked about him earlier this week, was former chief of staff that passed away at 88 last week, and he had that great quote, there are things we know. We also know they are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know, but there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know. And if one looks throughout history of our country and other free countries, it is the latter category that tend to be the difficult ones. Simple, but very, very true.
I think you just described the Second Iraq War, by the way.
Yes, right. No doubt about it. If we'd known then what we know now, right? Yeah.
Yep.
No doubt about it. Chapter 4 is be original. It's okay to be a rebel. Don't be a conformist. A lot of people in this audience would fit that category. That's the great thing about the Northern Plains, about North and South Dakota, a good chunk of Minnesota. There's people that take risks, whether that be on the farm or the ranch or in what they do. But I love the suggestion, be original. More of our conversation coming up with Frank Buckley, the author of Curiosity and its 12 Rules for Life. Just a book that caught my attention and really got me thinking. I hope it does you too. More after this on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
Hello, this is Mark Wagner with ND Estate Services. The reason for this message is I want to continually remind the listeners that if you're trying to protect, preserve, and ultimately pass on your estate without any in-laws, outlaws, nursing homes, or other third-party entities trying to steal your assets, you need to call us. We have attorneys that are specialists in the industry that are all based on a flat fee. So you don't get bent over backwards with legal fees, and you get a lifetime service along with that. I'm at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. We take a complicated process, and it's our job to make it simple for you and your family. Let us help you too. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
The tradition started in 1908 for H.A. Thompson and Sons. Harry Abbott Thompson, he was the namesake. He had a son, Harry, and he had a son, Mark. Mark and his wife, Claudia, are now the owners of H.A. Thompson and Sons, operated every day with their daughters as well, helping people save money. You go to hatandsons.com. You'll find out more about the commercial service, the link service they provide that save you money. hatandsons.com. Since 1908, serving North Dakota and the entire Upper Midwest.
You're invited to have nothing but a good time with Hardy, Hairball, and Lone Star when they stop at the all-finished concrete grandstand on the Bud Light stage at the Red River Valley Fair, July 13th through the 15th. With the purchase of admission, you can wake up in your boots and be unapologetically country with Hardy on Tuesday. Rock and roll all night and hop on the crazy train with Hairball on Wednesday. And take a break from being Mr. Mom while being amazed by the 90s country band Lone Star on Thursday. All the details at RedRiverValleyFair.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. You know, getting your vehicle in for service can be a hassle, but not with a free service loaner at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac. Call ahead. They'll have everything ready. And by the way, you can make that appointment right online, too. You can call them at 663-7484, 663-7484, or shop, click, drive, or schedule service at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
A little bit of breaking news here out of the Attorney General's office late yesterday afternoon. The state of North Dakota has sued the federal government, including the Department of Interior and the Bureau of Land Management, because BLM has unlawfully canceled the regularly scheduled auctions of oil and gas leases of public mineral rights in North Dakota that BLM is required by federal law to hold. Wayne Stensham quoted as saying, "I've taken this action to protect North Dakota's economy, the jobs of our hardworking citizens, and North Dakota's rights to control its own natural resources." Without following the legally required procedures, BLM arbitrarily canceled the March and June lease auctions and shows every sign of continuing to violate its statutory duties. Due to North Dakota's unique split estate land and mineral rights structure, BLM's illegal actions have disrupted the state's programs for efficiently managing the state resources and blocking the development of significant state and private mineral interest. Stanger went on to say the cancellation of the auctions will cost the state over $80 million in lost revenues, a number that could grow into the billions in the coming months unless BLM's illegal cancellations are stopped. The lawsuit filed shortly after a federal court in Louisiana preliminarily enjoined a BLM lease cancellation policy on June 15th. He said, I welcome and support the Louisiana Federal District Court's decision. Look forward to defending North Dakota's vital interest in its natural resources and continuing to put the pressure on the federal government to do the right thing for our state. This is a big bit of news because this will likely result in a federal judge appointed by Donald Trump in the state of North Dakota addressing this question on a Tenth Amendment basis. Again, we do have a Tenth Amendment in this country. So I'm glad somebody was curious and said, wait a minute, how can the federal government cancel something that it is statutory responsible to do that impacts financially the state of North Dakota? Thank you. We'll continue to watch it. Frank Buckley is here for a few more minutes. The book is Curiosity and its 12 Rules for Life. Be original is chapter 4. What does that mean? Can't be curious if you're not original, I guess. Right, Frank?
Right, and, you know, well, conformism is a particular problem, right? It's the idea of just going along with the crowd. And, you know, I think there's just so much of that in America today. I mean, you know, we were all patriotic folks a couple of years back, and then all of a sudden, you know, the message went out, this is really, truly a rotten country, you know, and you shouldn't like it, and, you know, you shouldn't respect the flag and all that kind of stuff. And there's so many of us just kind of flipped, you know, and said, yeah, you know, it's a systemic racist country. And I think that's basically just conformism. I mean, that's kind of the message that all the, you know, all the great people, all the folks on TV and so on, you know, the big mass media, that's the message they put out and people just fell into line, right? And it takes a spirit of originality to say, hey, you know, that's not my country. I'm not going to go along with the crowd. So here's the deal. Curiosity lies on the off-ramp. It's not about following the crowd. It's about striking out on your own path, okay? And you know, kind of waking up and saying, this is what I'm being told to think, and I don't buy it. That means curiosity.
These are such good lessons for the times in which we live. They really are. And, again, most of us, I think, have this, but you just kind of end up going along to get along when really being curious. And so I connect being curious and critical thinking, Francis, because if you're curious and you start asking questions, it leads to critical thinking, which is, I don't know if it's taught anymore, but I don't see much of it anymore, right?
No, you're right. And, you know, incidentally, for somebody who likes curiosity, you got the ideal job, don't you?
You know? I do, yeah, because I can just say, well, why are we doing that? Why? You know, yeah. I don't understand why taxpayer dollars are going for that. Critical race theory? Wait a minute. That's racist. That's an ideology.
Yeah.
We're teaching right. that in schools. But you got to be a little bit courageous to do that. You talk about that in chapter mm-hmm. 5, showing some grit. We're not going to get through all these. But let me just run through the chapters so you understand the thesis, if you will, in this book. Be interested in other people. Stay connected. Be entertaining. Be creative. Be open to the world. Don't be smug. Don't overreach. You got to avoid hubris in this in asking questions, right, Frank?
Yep. Yeah. So there are self-protective mechanisms. Curiosity isn't the only thing in the world, right? There's also self-protection, but you know it's essential to a life well lived, and that's the message of the book.
I think the most important chapter is realize you're knocking on heaven's door. Explain why you wrote that.
Well, that's kind of a message for boomers, right? And here's the idea. The idea is that. You know, as we get older, we start realizing, you know, you look at the paper and, you know, movie stars you loved are dying and friends are passing away and so on and loved ones. And we realize, hey, it might happen to us. And as that happens, you know, I think we're going to be curious about what happens afterwards, right? So, you know, the origin of religion is curiosity about what's going to happen after we die. And one of the guys who's really a hero of the book, Blaise Pascal, in the 17th century, said, you know, people who don't think about that, he said, they're monsters of incuriosity. Right? So, You know, so curiosity leads us back to religion in that way.
Because you're not curious about that, you're missing the most important piece. And the death of curiosity is a big problem in this country. Read the book. Get the book. Curiosity and its 12 Rules for Life. Frank Buckley, thanks for writing it. Thanks for the time today. God bless you, folks. Got to go.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Pipers Auctioneers, hosting these upcoming live and online equipment and specialty auctions in Cooperstown, Steele, Fargo, Bismarck, Minot, Bowman, Regent, Kenmare, St. Thomas, and Turtle Lake, North Dakota, Glendon, Minnesota, and Sioux Falls and Worthing, South Dakota. These incredible auctions feature farm retirement and estate auctions, coin collections, tractor collections, airplanes, trucks, vehicles, trailers, tools, and more. For complete inventories of all of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions across the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.